Israel and Lebanon have signed a framework agreement in Washington after days of talks aimed at ending fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will withdraw from two areas in southern Lebanon under the deal, while maintaining a presence elsewhere. Lebanese Ambassador to the US, Nada Hamadeh Moawad, says the agreement is a first step toward restoring Lebanese sovereignty and territorial integrity. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who hosted the talks, says it marks progress toward lasting peace and security.
The people of Lebanon have suffered tremendously now for decades as a result of outside interference in their affairs, of countries trying to use the country as a launch pad for attacks. And this is not what the people of Lebanon want, and that's not what they deserve. What they deserve to have is what they once had, and of which there is recent history of, and that is a prosperous and peaceful country.
The conflict erupted after Hezbollah fired at Israel on the 2nd of March, days after the US and Israel attacked Iran. It triggered Israeli air and ground strikes that have killed more than 4,000 people in Lebanon and displaced more than a million.